All right, so I will call to order this meeting of the Loudoun County Communications Commission, October 27th, 2025. The first items on our agenda are an approval of the agenda and the minutes. Are there any additions to the agenda? All right, I will move to approve the agenda as presented. Is there a second?
Seconded.
All those in favor, aye.
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 All those opposed or abstentions?
Abstention from Commissioner Stone.
Thank you, Commissioner Stone.
Abstention from Patrick Ryan.
For the minutes, for the approval.
Correct. Yes.
Right, agenda, excuse me. So our second item is the approval of the minutes. The minutes of September 22nd, the meeting minutes. Has everyone had an opportunity to review those minutes?
Yes.
All right, I'll move to approve the minutes of the September 22nd meeting.
Seconded.
Hearing a second, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Any abstentions? I will abstain.
Commissioner Stone, abstention.
Commissioner Ryan, abstention.
Yeah, there are four abstentions. The minutes are approved.
Who's the fourth abstention? I'm sorry. Bybee, thank you.
Can they be approved? That's only four votes.
We have a quorum, so we have a meeting, and we have a majority of the votes as ayes. So the next item in our agenda is public comment and discussion. We have no members of the public registered to speak with us tonight.
Can I ask a question? Since the meeting isn't published on the county calendar, how would any member of the public join us without a link?
Yep. Thank you for raising the question. It is a good and valid question. One that I have cited the bylaws back at staff to remind them of the obligation to post it. Can turn to staff to ask what indications were available to the public besides our own emails planning and scheduling this meeting and our previous agenda posted, which does state the time and date of this meeting.
That would be it.
That would be it.
Yeah.
So I think to answer your question, Ryan, technically it is there in the fine print of our last meeting, but it would be very difficult. Right. So we'll move on to our next agenda item, discussion of franchisee related topics. Neither of our franchisees are present tonight, and Comcast has apprised us of that. Verizon has taken the policy of not attending our meetings, merely leaving us a line to reach out if we need it. Are there any questions or discussion to be had of our franchisees?
Why aren't they coming anymore?
Verizon made it very clear that they don't need to and that they are deciding not to as a matter of their own business. Verizon made that business decision previously. We've discussed this before.
Okay.
Remember they said they downsized from downsized to only one or two government representatives for the entire state. And I think they, I think I may misstate this, but I think they had determined that legally they were not obligated to.
Right. And we also asked that question of our staff who have confirmed to us that we don't have a legal expectation of their presence.
And how about the other ones now who don't want to come anymore?
Comcast has kind of followed suit, though they continue to apprise us of that on a monthly factor. They seem to be more available if we have a specific question of them. Was there any other question of our franchisees? All right, now we'll move on to our next agenda item, which is a review and finalized proposed survey questions from the Board of Supervisors. So in the previous meeting, it was discussed as we work on updating our bylaws that we reach out to our customers, the Board of Supervisors, as it was put, with a consolidated list of survey questions. I have not seen those circulated prior to the meeting. Do you have them for us?
What's that?
Do we have those survey questions?
I sent them to Ron and Dave about 2 weeks ago.
Dave, did we see those circulated?
We had them and we provided staff input back to Mr. Littleton and the chair to make a determination on what they wanted to share, and we did not hear back. So I can put up the original list if you'd like.
Please do. So they are with Ron out of town.
Is he off having fun somewhere?
I don't know that he's having fun.
Just bear with me for 1 minute, please. Would you prefer I send them to you so you have a copy in front of you? Because the only other way I can post it is.
Yes, okay. Also.
All right.
Yeah, but I think if you share your screen, that'll be the easiest.
All right. Okay. I didn't know if you guys could see the screen. I'll do both. Yeah, yeah. I just didn't know if you guys could see it there. Okay. 1 second. I'm going to send it to everybody first this way.
Sorry, what was it?
Dave, are you admin?
That is Dave.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll change that. Too many windows open. Sorry. All right. So this just sent the email. And I will now present. Can you see that?
Yes.
Okay. Is it getting bigger?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
So here was the idea. I broke these out into sort of different segments, depending on how we would want to ask them questions. Some of it is about just awareness. Some of it is about what you need. Some of it is about, do you see this as there is a role in public engagement or something like that? So my thought was, it's always easy to have too much and whittle away, then not enough, and then try to figure out, you know, what you're missing. So I think in total there were 13 or 14 questions. I mean, I used to do surveys and I've taken a number of classes in it. You don't ever want to be more than 15, and you always want to make sure it takes people between 5 and 10 minutes. If you keep it there, you know, you probably get pretty good response rates. Now, being as that this is for the board, there's only 9 of them, I think, you know, we'll get everybody to respond, especially with each one of us asking our board member, hey, could you please fill this out? Really important, and then bug them. So I guess, do we just want to walk through them, or?
Yeah, I think we walk through each one.
Yeah, and some of them, they are yes, no questions, and some of them are like radio, right? So on a scale of 1 to 5, you know, no familiar, very familiar, or somewhere in between, that way we can at least see, you know, there's a way to gauge it. So Dave, can you scroll down a little bit? Just so we didn't miss the top. Yeah, there you go, right there. So the first one was awareness and engagement. You know, on a scale of 1 to 5, how familiar are you with the communications purpose as defined by its bylaws? You know, so some people could be very familiar, a little bit, or, you know, not at all. Engagement, how often do you seek formal recommendations, reports, or advice from the commission on an action before the board? And, you know, again, this is a, you know, never, sometimes, all the time, whatever. The next one is information received from the board or from the commission. So Dave, you can scroll down a little bit. Let's look at numbers. Oh, well, real quick, how does everyone want to do this? Do you want to go through it all once real, and then go back and go each one?
Yeah, let's go through all of it. I'm going to review.
How often do you receive input from the commission or input is specifically mentioned in a staff report? So they may not reach out to us directly, but does the staff reach out to us? So does the staff find value in our input, which then could be a secondary benefit to the board, which should still be noted. So again, that was, you know, again, never, very frequently or something in between. Next one, go down a little bit, Dave. Just go back to number 4. Sorry, yeah. When the commission provides input, how helpful is it in shaping your understanding of decisions regarding communication related matters? So when they get our feedback, how much they relied on it? Not helpful or very helpful or something in between. All right. Next one is section 2. That numbering's got screwed up anyway. All right. Relevant to board functions. Application review value. Do the commission's reviews of add new, or does the commission review add new insights or data beyond what staff already provides? So literally there's a sentence screw up there, but it was the idea of this question is, do we add to what you get from the staff, or you just always rely on what the staff gives you? Information sufficiency. When reviewing communication related agenda items, do you feel you already receive adequate information from county staff and consultants without needing commission input? And how often, you know, that's, you know, I strongly agree with that, or I strongly disagree with that. Technical expertise. How would you rate the commission's collective technical expertise compared to that of county IT staff or external consultants? Don't know that we need this one or not, because I don't know how much our advice is about technical, but I think the perception is it's about technical. So that was why I put that one in there. And that may or may not be the right thing to be, right? All right, policy guidance. Name one recent item where the commission provided valuable input or made a policy recommendation that led to a measurable improvement in broadband or cable service delivery. And I just related that directly to what's in the charter right now, right? We're about broadband or cable service delivery. Can you name one thing that helped you make a better decision? If it is, what is it? And if there isn't one, none comes to mind. You know, there it is. So the next section is strategic impact and efficiency. To what extent do you believe the commission's work overlaps with existing county staff or other advisory bodies? No overlap, some overlap, or a lot of overlap. Next one, efficiency of process. Does input from the commission slow, improve, or have no impact on the efficiency of communication-related decision-making process? And I'm going to be amazed. It's probably the last ones most people are going to say, I don't know. Unsure. Stakeholder engagement. How effective has the commission been in representing citizen or community feedback? That is one of the things that's in our bylaws, is to represent community feedback. So how effective have we been in providing that community feedback to the board? And again, it's sort of a, you know, don't know, or ineffective to highly effective. Future consideration, direct benefit assessment. On balance, do you believe the Communication Commission provides a direct benefit to the board in making informed decisions on communication issues? So.
Is there another page where it says no?
What's that? It says no benefit. Number one, one is no benefit. Five is significant benefit.
I was down on 12, sorry. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. If the commission were to cease, do you believe that would harm your ability to weigh and decide on communication related actions that come before the board? Yes, somewhat, or no?
Losses.
Yeah, yeah. Keep going, Dave. And then last, how should the board proceed with the Communications Commission? Maintain is currently structured, reform with clear focus and metrics, sunset, and rely on staff or consultant expertise. Because I think those are really the three options before us, right? Status quo, give us something different to do, and focus us, or should it be sunset? And that's, yeah, 13. So that's kind of the parameters around it. And go back to the beginning and.
Yep, let's scroll back to the top. So I like the broad topic sections and the way it through a survey drives the point home. I think there's a lot that we can improve.
Okay.
On these.
Real quickly, no pride of authorship. I know Dave had some inputs. I think Ron's got some. You know, it can always be better.
I especially think we can improve this section one in how we present ourselves, and also adjusting this awareness to not necessarily be because we don't need to ask the Board of Supervisors, how familiar are you with our bylaws? I don't know that that's relevant to them. I think it's the, how familiar are you with the Communications Commission and the service it provides to you or fulfills for you or something like that? They don't need to know, because I don't want a supervisor to say, well, I don't know what their bylaws are. I don't know what they're doing. But what we care about is, do you know that we exist, what we do for you?
Sure.
Yeah. So I think adjusting this section.
Well, maybe you don't even need number one.
In that stuff.
Because that kind of comes from number two.
Well, I still think it's a relevant question. Because I think, you know, amongst the Board of Supervisors, you may see that, you know, rather than having the average necessarily being low, but I think some of the Board of Supervisors may say like, oh yeah, I know they exist, but I'm not sure their purpose.
Yeah.
To me. You know, some members of the Board of Supervisors are less engaged with the commission and their commissioners. So I would start to edit number one and say, like, on a scale of one to, you know, not from a, how familiar are you with the Communications Commission's, like, I would say, yeah, I would definitely keep purpose, but say, like,
Take out bylaws.
Yeah. But you can be like Communications Commission's purpose and service to you and your staff. Because there are also some things, one of my concerns with the idea of sunsetting the commission is I do believe there are some existing functions which continue to require our existence. Even if our purpose of the Board of Supervisors is very low, the franchises still kind of mention the community oversight. So I don't know that if we get close to sunset, there is still lingering questions to county legal of, do they still need someone to fulfill that role, or is sunset more than just dissolving this commission, but also updating ordinance?
Well, I mean, I think the question, the thing we've got to be careful of, it is not for us to determine
right
how the board chooses to resource something.
Yep.
So, you know, there's no shortage of board public meetings and all that kind of stuff. And what's everybody else like on this first one?
I would only take the last out of this role. I think we want to be careful about, we want to ask questions. We do not want to attempt to message or massage in here. We just want to ask questions. That's all we want to do.
Okay.
So I understand what you're trying to do, but we just want to ask the questions.
Okay.
So I Bridge, I too have been through survey.
Yep. Blast.
And yeah, it's a slippery slope when you start trying to overly massage
and put your finger on it.
Yeah, because what can start to happen is you can steer the results. So exactly. I'm so generally speaking, I like what you did here. I actually like what they did. So I see the overall thrust. I especially like that you left the last question till the very end.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
Yeah.
Patterns.
Because if that question had been anywhere else, it would have led to a
full totally
conclusion.
Well, and the idea around this was, hey, we're asking you about what you know about the commission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then we're asking you, what value do you get from the commission?
The only place we might want to change something is the only place we might want to broaden the wording is, and this is just an example, could be, we might want to say, how often do you or your staff?
Sure.
Right. That might be the only place we might want to change the wording. Because I know sometimes the commission
I think we can bring that in right staff. In engagement.
Yeah.
How often do you or your staff?
Right.
Like step one, how familiar are you? But what about your staff? Like, does your staff engage?
But I don't I think that's,
well, you gotta be careful. One thing about that, you gotta be careful. Because now you're requiring them to go out and answer on behalf of six people.
That's a good point. So
it's about their view of the world. If we want to redo this and give it to their staff to also answer, but the thing is, it should only be about what they know and believe.
Let's not do that then, because that's going to spin out of control if it has to go to the staff then. That's a very good point.
I think the one, so I like keeping it personal to supervisors in question one. I think if we move on to question two, there are two things. One thing that I want to change about engagement, and one that I think we can. The one that I think we can would be to say, how often do you or your staff seek recommendations, reports, or advice from the commission? So we start with, how familiar are you? Then we go to, how often do you or your staff engage? And then we go back to, and the whole rest of the survey is, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think?
Then it should be a separate question. Separate question. And again, it should be, how often do you rely on the commission? Question number one. And the other question is, how often do you have your staff?
I think those are the same.
It's not. So the problem is, the survey is about them,
right?
Not about a cadre of people that they are surrounded by. You're literally forcing them now to go out and ask their staff members these questions if they want to answer it.
So maybe a way to do it is, don't. So maybe we wordsmith it. Maybe we don't ask them to solicit their staff. Maybe we wordsmith it to just say, well, no, maybe we could ever say, have you ever asked your staff? Have you
that's fine.
Or indirectly ever asked your staff to
engage with the communications commission.
Right.
That's fine.
That way, we're still only.
That's in, it's in their, right, you don't, we never get a political poll that says, what is the voting preference of all the members of your household?
Right.
Right. And Dave has just done the word, yeah, how often does your office letting them answer either for their office or collectively?
Yeah.
And then the piece that I would like to change here is to remove formal recommendation. Because it's.
Or take out the word formal, that's fine.
Right, because a lot of the interaction between the Board of Supervisors and this commission has been informal recommendation. A lot of the Board of Supervisors interaction with the commission is them asking their individual members, hey, you're my guy for this thing.
It says on there, or advice, which is totally informal.
Sure.
Well.
But it's fine.
Yeah, well, I think, I don't know, under the open meetings rules, I don't think I've ever had an informal interaction with my supervisor because.
I'm sure you have. How many times have you, and it's happened?
Every time I've ever had an interaction with my supervisor, there's been a staff on the call, and then there's been formal notes taken. So I suspect.
That's not because of open meetings.
Well, okay, maybe, I don't know.
Open meeting rules are three or more people of a body.
Okay, well, okay.
Yeah, and what I.
Regardless of the law, somewhere it's been documented and there were.
Oh, they're taking notes, yeah.
And the distinction I'm making between formal and not is kind of the like commission, you know, consensus approved, voted, reported interaction, as opposed to the relatively informal Board of Supervisors sends you an email and says, hey, what do you think about this thing? And you write a paragraph back and you hit send, and you never came to the whole commission. And there wasn't a formal commission opinion.
Gotcha.
I think we're splitting hairs way too much.
Sure.
Yeah, gotcha.
This was just meant to capture all the different ways advice could possibly come in.
Yep.
Formal recommendation is not dispositive. It's that, or report, or advice.
Sure.
Whenever you hear from us, you know, or how often you seek advice from us.
Yep. I agree with what we have now. Go on to number three.
I don't think we need to buff the beat too much on this.
Yeah.
Because if you wordsmith it too much.
Is there a specific reason for the do not include the annual report in your assessment?
Yes, because they get that every year, whether they want it or not.
Sure.
That's why. That's forced on them. Right. So outside that, what other information do you get from the commission as a whole? It's trying to assess, is their only engagement with us the one time a year Ron goes to them and gives them a 20-minute presentation?
Right. But even if that's the answer.
But no, we know that happens.
Sure.
We don't need data on that. We need data on everything else that may or may not happen.
Okay.
Should you word the question to say outside of the annual update, how often do you receive input?
So that's fine. Clear? Yeah, that's no problem.
Dave, do you want to make that change for us, front loading the parenthetical to include it?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
The do not include the commission's annual report in your assessment. We're changing that from being at the end as a parenthetical to at the beginning. Other than the commission's annual report, comma, how often do you receive input?
Is that good?
Now delete the remainder of the parenthetical.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I think number four is really important. Anyone have any comments on utility question? Section two.
Yeah, I obviously screwed that sentence up. Do the commission reviews?
I would say, does the commission's input or insight?
Well, yeah, the key is remove of.
Yes.
That's the, does the commission's whatever add new insights or data beyond what staff already provides?
Change reviews to input.
Yeah, input fine.
We've said input above in the survey keeps it consistent rather than specific. And delete the of. The one thing five doesn't capture, which maybe is beyond what you want in the survey, but sometimes the commission providing the exact same perspective of staff is valuable to the Board of Supervisors. When the staff says exactly this and the commission says, yeah, we agree completely with staff and we have nothing new additional to provide except that the voice of the people, you know, is also in concurrence. So I don't know how or if we can potentially capture that in here. But it is a purpose.
Well, there is a question later. Yeah, right there. Well, there's one later that says, does our input give you more than what you just get from staff reports or from staff? So it is captured in a different question.
So, yeah, there's also. Part of it's also the technical expertise question as well, because it's hard to separate these questions outside of the technical expertise question, because we have to let the questions stand on their own right now.
Okay, how about this? A way to potentially address this is to change number seven. So I think we agree.
Read number six. Read number six. Your question about staff. That's the question to answer what you're just asking.
Without naming.
Right. When reviewing commission related items, do you feel you already receive adequate information from county staff?
Yeah, again, another important way in.
More consultants.
Yeah, because sometimes the county hires a consultant to give input on something related to communication stuff. And it's I've seen ones where there's like, you know, big, like they'll do a, I got some cell phone tower stuff, like propagation analysis. It's come from a consultant.
So
yeah, change and to be and or.
Yeah.
Small.
Yeah.
So here's the question about number seven.
Yep.
There's two ways we can ask number seven. Number seven can stand as it is, right? It can stand as it is. It could also be asked as, you know, theoretically, when everybody here was nominated, there was a resume submitted, right? That had to go and get voted on, right? I don't know how I don't know how closely they pay attention to those resumes. Or do they just go, oh, thank God somebody volunteered, and then they ominous dominus, and then they say, thank God we got volunteers to serve on a commission, and then they say, okay, thank you for volunteering, and they pass. Mm-hmm. Are they even aware that there are people serving on the boards or on the various boards and commissions collectively for the county that may or may not have qualifications, regardless of the communications commission? Mm-hmm. Right. So so we can ask the question this way, or we could ask the question in a broader sense. Maybe we could word the question. We could ask it this way, or we could say, are you aware that you have a, and this is a spitball. We could ask the question in a very broad sense and say, are you aware that the Communications Commission is staffed with a pool of technical experts? I
would not write it that way, partly because they are nominating and approving us with those resumes. I think it's potentially a bit insulting to their intelligence to ask them, like, do you know that the person that you put on there is a relevant, you know, of expertise? Mm-hmm. What I would suggest, rather than rating us on technical expertise, because technical expertise, while important and valuable and so often considered for a position on this commission and others, it is the valuable perspective, not always technical expertise. There are members of this commission, past and present, that are here not foremost for the technical expertise, but from their perspective. We have people who are concerned community members who may not be technical experts in the slightest, but they have personal experience, you know, getting through the customer service with a franchisee. They may be a, you know, particularly motivated voice for their community on the issue, even if they have no technical expertise. Or their technical expertise may be that they're in real estate, and they know the real estate market, and that's a relevant thing for Loudoun County, and that's a relevant thing for communications in Loudoun County. So I think my proposal for adjusting number 7, which is, you know,
I would recommend we just take it out.
I agree.
We could.
I would, you know, it's a very difficult. When I was writing it, I was thinking to myself, do they realize the resource available?
Right.
But you know what? To your point, they're the ones who review the resumes. It is bad to assume that they don't do their job.
Yep.
And the question almost starts to assume that they didn't. If they say,
don't delete it yet. Hang on, I have another way I want to ask the question.
Yeah, but I think I am not liking the way I wrote it. And right. I'm not liking how it shoehorns it in only to who's got the a double E in the room.
Yeah. You know? But so hang on. So I want to ask it a different way. I'm trying to think how I want to phrase this. I'm going to harsh on consultants for a second, right? So what's the Dilbert phrase?
There's a lot of them.
There's more money to be paid prolonging the problem there is than solving it, right? Right. I mean, consultants have a profit motive, right? I mean, at the end of the day, that's the way it is, right? That's the harsh reality. By a certain thing, right? They're driven by the nature of the contract. I'm trying to think how I want to phrase this. Is there a value in having a neutral volunteer third-party bank of
people.
Broad people that's available to the Board of Supervisors. Now, how do we word that?
Right.
I'm not sure yet, but I think there's a way to ask that, right? You have a broad skill set of people with broad perspectives across broad swath, right? Because we have a mix of people with local government, technical, whatever backgrounds. And so there's probably a way to wordsmith that and ask that question that is not insult, to your point, not insulting to anybody's backgrounds, right?
Yeah.
So there's a way to ask that, I think, to say, does the Board of Supervisors find that valuable?
Right. The way I would write number seven towards that would be perspective and expertise. To what extent do you value the commission's collective technical expertise or perspective compared to that of county staff or external consultants?
Technical and professional expertise.
I even got away from that. I said expertise or perspective. Okay. And then it becomes a, zero, zero marker is, county staff provides, all of the expertise and perspective we need, to a five of, yeah, I super value the particular expertise and perspective, which is the commission, without saying what kind of expertise or perspective.
Okay.
That way they can say.
Problem with using the word perspective.
Yep.
It is utterly subjective. Surveys are supposed to be using objective criteria to get at the knowledge base of the
The question is, how much do they value our expertise or perspective? Whatever it is, the numerical value you get is how much do they value the subjective.
That's not the question.
I know.
The question is, the commission versus county staff or consultants.
Yes.
Which one, how do you rate them against each other?
Right. I'm still doing.
We're trying to assess with this question, where do you get the better value? The problem with perspectives is beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Except I'm letting them include our perspective as a value. I'm still keeping it to your.
But what perspective?
Whichever perspective they value of us.
Okay, so now you get answers which are not on the same paradigm.
No, they're all on the same paradigm, which is how much do they value us?
No. Who do they value more is this question. Not how much do they value us. Who do they value more? Fundamentally different question. I value you at a 9. But I value the county staff and IT support at 9.5.
Sure. I hear that answer and I say, great, we keep the commission.
That's not the point of this.
I understand.
You could be a 9 and still fail. Right? I mean, that's how law school's graded. It's graded on a curve. You get a 90, everybody else gets a 91, you get the F.
Yes.
Right? So it is a cost-benefit analysis. Yes, I may think you're wonderful. But everything I have to have, I get everything I need, and I don't want to spend the time for staff and blah, blah, blah. Just because you're wonderful, I have better wonderful somewhere else. That's what this question is trying to assess.
Right. And I set that value proposition as zero staff only to, yes, you value our expertise and perspective. So it still rates us against staff. And if their answer is, yeah, I don't need any of your perspective, then the answer that we would get back out of my proposed change to 7 is a 0, which I think answers your question well.
Yeah, my only concern is you might as well say, you might as well use the word happy, which is undefinable.
Sure, but
if
the Board of Supervisors is super happy with us, then great.
No, but you want everybody to be grading on the same definition. You've allowed, by putting the word perspective, you allow them to create their own definition, which by
virtue of you doing it that way means the data is not aligned.
I think you are missing what I'm suggesting in this rewrite, which is I am asking them to rate value, not to rate our perspective. I'm not asking them to say, do you think our perspective is good? Are you happy with our perspective? I'm asking them, how much do you value whatever it is perspective and expertise is?
Yeah, I mean, I just disagree. Because perspective of what? Land use? Use of power?
All of those are perfectly valuable and potential qualifiers for this commission. And I'm not asking them to define it in this question. I'm just asking them to value having this art commission.
You and I have hashed this out enough. What's everybody else think? Let's have more voices in the room.
Feels like six covers it, or we could add one word in there. And I don't like the how it's kind of pitting individuals against each other with question, what is seven now? So that's my kind of takeaway from it.
I'm for deleting the question. If we've had 25 minutes of debate over it, we can't close on formulating the question. I think it's time to remove the question.
I think that's a terrible reason to remove the question, but I understand.
What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with pitting the bodies against each other. Trying to figure out another way to give the response that you're looking for, but honestly, I think the other question covers it as well.
Couldn't say any better.
All right, let's remove
the consensus is remove number seven. All right.
The majority, yes.
All right, new number seven. Policy guidance.
I'll fix that later.
Yep.
And Dave, I'm also taking notes, so I'll share what I have too.
Thank you very much.
All 20.
I agree it's a useful thing as like a check.
You got check.
Yeah, it's a check. I'm happy to get these results back. I don't know how much we'll use the results of, hey, if we get one answer back, you know, we didn't ask for two or three answers back. So is the answer, well, 70% of the Board of Supervisors gave an answer. Yay.
It's the if 7 of 9 of them check, none come to mind.
Right. Yeah.
So if the purpose of this question is if every answer above is everything you do is so valuable to me, name one thing I've done for you. I can't.
Right.
Then it's a validator for all the previous questions.
This comes across a little gotcha.
It does. It does. That's the bad. That's the downside to it. It's sort of like poking them. So really, well, tell me.
How many times have you used the commission? I don't know. Just trying to think of a way where it spins it out from like the gotcha perspective.
Yeah, that, you know, then they'll just pick one, right?
Well, but it's important. It's important to ask questions like these because at the end of the day, right? So at the very beginning, right, there was kind of a question that Bridge asked, which was, and we kind of took it out, which was, hey, do you guys actually know what we do according to the bylaws, right? We kind of took the bylaws out, right? Because we didn't want to insult their intelligence and say, do you guys actually know the bylaws, right? But now at the very end here, we ask them some very nice questions. We go through. Do you like us? Right. You know, we're very politely asking them a bunch of questions. Do you say, do you like us? Do you think we're nice people? Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Can you actually name anything we've done? And it is, it's a gut check question, because if they can't actually name anything we've done that's concrete. Yeah, I mean, that's a real question. That's a very factual based question. And yeah, it kind of stinks, but I mean, at the end of the day, we've been tap dancing around this topic for the better part of a year.
What would happen if, in order to soften the language for policy guidance, just in the very beginning of it was changed, rather than like name one, that's a trick question, to
can you think of
rather than
or what recent item where the commission provided
or which topic have you like on which item have you most valued commission input? I'm trying to get it away from name the like name the most recent. Feel like
what recent board item or topic have you relied on communications commission?
Yeah, that's it. What recent?
I wouldn't even say recent.
Right.
I mean, I you know,
but like on which issue have you most valued the commission?
Well, you want to be you want it to be on an action. Right. Not most. Oh, I love what you're doing on that. What do we do? I don't know. This sounds good.
And it has to be something.
It has to be a specific thing that we did.
It has to be something that the commission actually has control over.
And it's something we actually did.
It doesn't have to be. So we have control over nothing. It doesn't have to be over something we can have control over. The board of supervisors has control over everything.
But it has to be something we actually did. Right. Sure. I mean, we're asking them, do you actually know anything we've done?
Say,
and you can't fake that. You either know it or you don't.
Yeah. Say, policy guidance on which issue, which board issue has the commission provided valuable input or made a policy recommendation led to, you know, which board issue?
Well, item issue, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Jow will. I mean, yeah.
Has the commission provided valuable? Do we care? Can we delete that led to measurable improvements involved in our cable service delivery, leaving it.
That's fine. Yeah, just you can take that out.
Yeah, leaving it simply on which issue has the commission provided valuable input or made a policy recommendation?
Yep.
Seriously. Name or work.
That's actually clear.
That way they don't have to go, well, I measure input.
All right, I think I got all that.
Cable service.
That looks good. Is everyone good to move on to section three?
Yep. I don't know why the numbering's screwed up. Oh, days change as it goes along. Okay.
Yep. I think nine is fair.
Yeah.
Don't know how much number that next one is needed.
So I think it's a fair question to ask and is again a separate question of what you do with the data. I think it's useful to ask because their perspective may be, yeah, you guys slow us down, which is something that we can build.
It's important to know.
Right.
It's important to know.
And but also, you know, they might say, yeah, it's inefficient, but it may be that the county
or no
process is.
I'm okay with it because I get value.
I think we asked the question.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we understand this is. We asked the question knowing this is not a factual question. This is a perception question.
Yeah,
that's what it is, right?
For clarity, though, the commission provides one annual report. So you either need to modify this question to talk about the type of input or specifically reference the annual report.
Well, so the question becomes, right, is that's what we're required to do. I'm going to speak completely out of school. I'm going to imagine 15 years ago, it was different.
Yes. I
imagine more things were done, more things were provided.
There was
a lot of. To your point, it's a perception question.
Right.
Right.
Because, again, the commission does provide a lot of less formal input, which is a relevant efficiency thing.
Does input from the commission slow?
Right. Does a part of this question from a board of supervisors perspective would be how often do they say, oh, let me wait, you know, let me slow down this process so that I can get input from my commissioner. You know, they reach out to one of and they say, hey, what's our, you know, how do we feel about this? What's the technical answer to this? Adding in an inefficiency.
So your question is how does the process, how efficient is the process? And maybe that's just the question you need to ask.
No, I think it is the input. Because the input from this commission comes in many ways.
It could be substantive input. Not just the process.
Yeah.
Hey guys, you need to tell Vatty to stop. They're screwing this up.
Right.
All right. How effective has the commission been in representing citizen or community feedback? Again, that's one of the bylaw things. On balance, you put the commission tries a direct benefit to the board in making informed decisions on communication issues.
The only problem I have with this is that the scale is changing here. This one, you let scale zero, don't know, ineffective, highly effective versus most of the other ones. Like,
well, I mean, the you only have zero if they don't know, right? On this question, direct benefit, they are going to have, it's either no benefit or a lot of benefit. They won't have a don't know answer.
For direct benefit, I
correct
concur for stakeholder engagement. You're asking again, how effective are they? Like either consistently give them the don't know out or.
Which you don't give them the don't know if they have to know by the nature of being alive. No, I mean, that's the way you do surveys. You don't allow an option actually be an answer because people will like, it's like abstaining from a vote. You're not supposed to abstain from.
I understand your process here. I don't agree that the same applies equally for both stakeholder, that your statement applies to both stakeholder engagement and direct benefit assessment.
Okay.
Either because you're asking them how effective, right? Versus do you believe the commission provides a direct benefit? Like efficacy is a measurable.
The first thing. One is based on information they receive from third parties and they may never get it. The next one, direct benefit, is their perception of the direct benefit they get. So they either don't get any or they get a lot or something in between.
Okay.
I mean, it's important. You don't allow answers that actually can't be an answer. Because people will cheat and say, oh, I don't know. I'm sort of in the neutral, right? I just don't know.
Sure, which is in alignment with my argument to fix the scale on stakeholder engagement to also not allow don't know and to keep, which keeps this, the scales in the survey more consistent across.
Then we just take off don't know.
Yes.
So removing don't know from 11?
Yes. direct benefit assessment. That's what we want to hear.
I'm good with the last three. This change is going away.
Yeah. The only thing I want from 13 is the feedback. So like maintain, sunset, or reform, clear focus and metrics. Like this is where we should, if they say reform, I want to get back something.
That's not the purpose of the survey. Purpose of the survey is to define whether they want it to exist or not want it to exist, or something in the middle. If they want either, if they want reform, that is then an entirely new go back to the board, where you do stakeholder analysis, you define requirements, requirements definition, resource, expected outcomes, all that. That is not going to happen in this survey.
I think we can drive a lot of efficiency in that process and give us a huge leg up by adding an open to, so that it's maintain, sunset, or reform, and reform gets followed by a free text field. Because otherwise, if your survey results come back where, for example, four Board of Supervisors members say maintain whatever, and one of them says sunset, and three of them say reform, we go, great. We have a bunch of people that say maintain. We have enough that say reform that we're going to do better by them. So we're going to make an effort for reform. And, but we don't know what, so we're bugging them again. I think if a free text field gets us a lot.
I think a free text field is a disaster waiting to happen. I've done 100 surveys. That is not the purpose of the survey.
And every one of those surveys that you did ended with
it never ended with that.
With an opportunity for the customer feedback, which is the other, please give us your suggestions.
The purpose of this survey is to inform us whether we exist or not. It is then for us to distill down all these answers. This is the point. Distill down all these answers of where we're good, where we're bad, where we're in the middle, and come up with what next steps might look like.
Is there a problem with adding a free text field?
Yes, absolutely there is. We will be able to distill that information from the rest of the answers. We will be able to infer that information from the rest of the answers. We don't need a text field to do that.
No, and what you don't want is a 1,000-word answer of...
I would love a 1,000-word answer. If a Board of Supervisors gives us 1,000 words, it's great.
This is to alleviate the need to write 1,000 words, and I feel like if we're going to go with a free text, then we might as well just have a free text and write what they want, not have a survey.
Except that you're not forcing them to write anything.
Because that's not, you don't do that at this stage. That will come, not with this. That is not the purpose of the survey. The purpose of a survey is to get the singular answer that you've been trying to, that this whole thing is guided at driving them towards, right? Do you want us or not? If they want us in some form, then it's for us to sit down and read these answers and distill down further what we think the next steps are. You ask them with a free text field to tell them, say whatever you want to say. We now have locked ourselves into spending the next 6 months going through 9 answers, which all say something completely different, and figuring out what that means.
But you're going to do that anyway.
No, you're not. You're going to do it after we decide what the right 2 or 3 ways are to engage with the board next.
You've been telling us month after month that you want our Board of Supervisors' opinions. And now I'm giving them in this survey an opportunity to volunteer that information. You're saying don't listen to that.
What I've said is I want their opinion on whether we should stay or go. not what they think it should look like in the future.
Okay, so should we delete reform of clear focus and metrics?
Why? That's an option for the board. You are now skewing the results. Taking that out skews the results.
Sure. So we're giving them the option to tell us, hey, reform a clear focus and metrics. We expect some of them to probably check that box. That's why we're leaving it there, right? So when they do that and they say reform a clear focus and metrics, do we not want to take the opportunity to allow for them to provide that input?
No.
I think checking that box invites them for further participation later on. I'm with Bridge on this. Simple, measured, very surgical and precise information we're capturing. We can get more open with them later.
Okay, we're going to have to. Knowing that more work is ahead, I am happy with this survey as is. We will simply ask them that later.
If they want us to.
If so, hypothetical, if one board of supervisor member clicks reform and everyone else says maintain it exactly as is, would you or anyone else in the room say, great, we'll maintain it exactly as is? Or would we still seek reform?
I mean, is it part of this to provide the board with the survey results so they can
exactly help? And then they can tell us.
So if it's 8-1, it doesn't matter. Like the way the voting works.
I mean, let's go to the draconian one, right? If it's 5-4, yep. 5 say get rid of it, yep. 4 say reform it.
Mm-hmm. It's gone.
That is not for us to decide what the answer is. That is to go to the board and say, guys, this is what we heard from you.
Yep.
Please choose, you know, clearly status quo ain't working. So you guys need to put your heads together and decide, do you want it to reform or sunset? Because we don't get, I mean, all we're doing is providing them, we're giving them the ability to ask these questions in a very fundamental data-driven way to help them highlight their own stuff, which would be impossible for them to do in an actual meeting, right? Because it would go everywhere. And then we'll give them recommendations. Right. There's nothing wrong with saying if you want to reform, this is what we think it should be. But it is up for you to decide. Now, if they all come back reform and or stay status quo. That's an easier one. Yeah. I think the tough one is going to be if it's a majority for sunset. But not everybody. Or 8-1, you know, 8-1 is kind of clear.
I mean, if they all come back and say sunset, that's the easy one. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Or if it's 8-1 or 7-2 sunset, you still let them chew on it.
I think the toughest one, the one that actually would scare me is if they come back and say maintain.
Why would that scare you?
What's there to maintain?
What they would be maintaining is the existence of this commission, which provides value to them.
Which does what in its current format? Because for what we've been talking about for the last year and a half is what the lawyers did the last franchise agreements. We don't do anything with VADI. There's literally the commission does nothing.
All the franchisees have bailed on coming to the meeting.
We do nothing except, please excuse me, I'm about to say, we do nothing except waste staff's time. That's purely my opinion, but I feel bad for staff.
Is question 13 really the only question we want to ask then? Is it question 1?
Good question. I think the rest of it is valuable.
I think we're trying to get the open opinion. So question 13 is really the meat of the survey, but we are trying to get the other feedback without skewing the result. I mean,
I think if anything, having the other questions does help skew the result of 13 towards a more conscientious selection.
It makes them think.
If you just go to 13, people go check, move on from that email, nothing.
Status quo, easy.
Right. If you let them think about things and they go, yeah, you know, the board is good, good, good. Sure.
Maybe trying to,
no.
Very good points. Yeah.
How much do you guys spend on external consultants each year related to communication stuff?
I don't have those numbers.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it we're planning and zoning for towers and stuff like that. So,
well, I mean, we do, we're doing a survey currently of cellular communications across the county, primarily as it relates to public safety. So we'll be doing one now, and then we will be doing one probably early next year.
And that does go to the public?
They will be part of a board item at some point.
You say public safety, you mean the public safety communications infrastructure?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, like E911 and stuff.
Yeah, primarily fire and rescue, police. But the propagation study will show cellular signal strength as well.
You know who does that?
MORCOM.
Do you know how much that costs generally?
I don't know off the top.
I mean, is it 10,000 or it's 100,000 or?
It's in the neighborhood of hundreds of thousands.
I'm in the wrong business.
It's more expensive than us.
What's that?
I said it's more expensive than us.
No, my point to that is, instead of coming and asking us, which is the free advice, they're spending hundreds of grand on it, hundreds of thousands of dollars on a consultant to do it.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of equipment that goes into that.
No, totally. And it's, you got to have the tools and the analysis tools.
So for clarity, we spent $253,000 on that study.
That study.
That seems like a lot. I mean, this is the type of stuff I do for a living. That seems like a lot.
Did you all compete it?
I don't know.
I think you have to with the Procurement Act.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we follow procurement law, but
yeah.
I don't know the details.
No, I don't doubt that.
But you have the legal liability that goes with it, the rental service.
Understanding behind us, a report and all that. Yeah.
Are we good with the survey?
I am.
I am, yeah.
Dave, I think we're good with that.
The only, so question, just for consistency's sake, the third option, because we, the third option about sunset and reliance staff consultant expertise, do we want to take out sunset, or do we want to take out the rely on staff consultant expertise? Because when we deleted the original question seven, part of the deleting the question was about kind of the pitting organizations.
Yeah.
Do we want to just say sunset the commission?
Here was the reason I added that in, is because the one thing you also want to make sure is they don't have fear in answering, right? So that they're scared, right? Like, oh, if I don't have it, the world will end. Well, the world will end. You'll just rely on something else.
Gotcha.
That's the reason you add things like that. Like, you know, gotcha. So.
Oh my gosh, if I get rid of the commission.
Right, exactly.
No, you do. You still have all of your
existing. You got the stuff you're using. You know, so we're not saying get rid of any of that.
Okay.
I think Nate's got his hand up.
Yeah, just for clarification, it was competitively bid. It's not just RF, but it's also 4G, 5G. And we're also doing other frequency bands, which includes satellite detection.
Satellite detection.
I look forward to the county making public those results, or them becoming public through a FOIA request.
Oh shit. That was a hint.
We've kind of wrapped that part of this up. How do we actually envision presenting this to our supervisor,
I think Ron will send the survey results to the Board of Supervisors.
When you guys do an internal survey, do you use like SurveyMonkey or something like that? That way, like, collects all the data, you know, just click on it, go to a web link.
It depends on the department. Some use SurveyMonkey.
Or some survey tool.
Yeah, there are numerous tools in the county that people use. Okay. So SurveyMonkey is by far the most popular and easiest for people.
Would you guys, I hate to ask this, be willing to just put it in SurveyMonkey?
I don't know that we specifically have an account for that. So okay. We'll have to go away and see what can be used. Nate, is your hand still up?
There was an account for
a I was going to raise it one more time. We've already been asked to actually do a presentation to the board. So just for clarification, all the data that we have will be presented and publicly available. So just wanted to make sure everybody's aware.
Great. Look forward to it.
You know what? Here, I'll email Laura and ask her if she can have somebody in the county just put it together. It should take 5 minutes to populate from Word, and then she could create a link, and then we can give it to Ron, and Ron can do a cover letter and word out to supervisors.
That way it'll go through.
Yeah.
Survey. Are there any objections to any of that? Then we will move along in our agenda.
To agree on the survey, do we need to move on that or anything, or is that just good?
So since this is a working document of the,
I'm asking it.
I don't think we need to, however, let's, because we can. So I'll move that the commission ratify our concurrence with the content of a survey to be promulgated to Board of Supervisors members concerning data relevant to this commission's bylaws update maintenance for sunset.
I'll second that.
I just have one thing to note. It sounds like there was some input that was gathered in the email chain. Was that considered here tonight or?
Dave, you had that email chain. Was the version that we were editing the latest?
That was the version that was the latest from Mr. Littleton. I think some of the staff recommendations were addressed here in the conversation. So I don't think there's anything additional.
Can I amend that to also close action item 266, which is about the survey? So we can just do it all together in one.
I'll accept the friendly amendment, your proposal. Is there any further discussion? Okay. All in favor of that, those survey questions as presented, along with the friendly amendment to close a pertinent action item, say aye.
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 Any opposed or abstentions? Thank you. The matter passes. Now we can move on to our next agenda item, review of outstanding action items.
All right, we closed one. So I know that there's action items here for closure. Is there any concerns with closing 259, 260, 264, or 265 as written in the agenda?
I'll move to close action items 259, 260, 264, and 265. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Is there any discussion on these items? Has everyone had the opportunity to review these action items? I see some nods of concerns. There being no further discussion, all those in favor of closing those action items listed, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Excellent.
And I did not capture any new action items this meeting. So unless I missed one, I don't hear anything.
All right. The next item on our agenda is the introduction of any new business or individual commissioner comments. Let's start online.
No proposed new business items. As far as any comments go, appreciate the dialogue on this. I'm sorry I wasn't able to attend last month, but I do appreciate being able to do the online option this month. Over.
Ryan?
Nothing for me.
Okay. Go around the room here.
Nothing from me.
Great discussion, everybody. Thank you.
Nothing from me.
Nothing new from me. Again, I appreciate having the discussion and working through it as a commission. Sometimes it's hard work, but it's worth doing a lot.
Just two things from me. One, just to make sure everyone's aware that the FCC removed E-rate reimbursement for hotspots and bus Wi-Fi. So that will be different than has been in the past. And so if you hear anything about that, we are aware and working through that. We just continue to have bus Wi-Fi, but and providing hotspots to students. It's kind of shifting a little bit because we're not getting reimbursed for those things anymore for that E-rate funding. And the second thing is I will not be at the December 8th meeting. I'll be at a conference. So just want to make you aware.
So the next item on our agenda is planning for our next commission meeting.
Real quick, Dave's got his hand up.
Yep. Dave?
Sorry, yeah, just quick on the action item. There was a couple of discussions about finding a survey tool. Just so when we go back and talk to Ron on the outcome of the meeting and next steps, is Towbridge have an item? Did he take an action to talk to his?
Yeah, I'm going to speak to Supervisor DeCroney to see if she or someone, you know, she can find a staff person in the county to put it together on SurveyMonkey for us.
So that the survey is hosted on Survey.
Yeah, and it'd be on the Loudoun system.
Okay.
I know there is a Loudoun account with the system.
No, and I've had it. What's that? Mentimeter? They use that too. Use it on the zoning ordinance committee all the time.
There's a mechanism there. We'll find
267 has been added.
So our next commission meeting is currently scheduled for December 8th. That gives us a fall adjournment in November here and keeps us away from
December 8th.
December 8th is the currently scheduled.
No November meeting.
No November meeting, an earlier meeting in December that brings those two closer, avoiding Thanksgiving and Christmas weeks. If there is no discussion on that item, the last item on our agenda is adjournment and recess. I'll move to adjourn our meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
There is no discussion on a motion for recess. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed or abstentions? Thank you very much and good night.
Everybody have a great Thanksgiving.